I think probably the most famous line out of William Shakespeare is a line that is most quoted because it is that which tells us an enormous truth. To be or not to be? That is the question. And it's a very powerful and important question to ask yourself. Am I going to be? Am I not going to be? But the lines that followed it were even more significant. Whether 'tis nobler in the minds of men to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, or to take arms against a sea of troubles and thus by opposing end them. And so you have to always ask yourself that question. I think I was doing that. I didn't quote Shakespeare in those days. But I knew that doing things that didn't seem right or didn't make sense or were just being done because everybody else did them didn't fit in. And when I told my biology teacher that I wouldn't be doing that, he sent me to the principal's office. And I sat in the principal's office on this bench that had been worn smooth by generations of people just like myself, waiting to see the principal. And I waited and I waited a Monday and then a Tuesday and a Wednesday, and finally on Thursday morning I was escorted into the principal's office. And he informed me that everybody had to do the leaf collection and I was no better than anybody else. And if I didn't do it, I would be taking biology over again in the summer. But in those 3 days that I waited for the principal to make his decision about what my consequences were going to be, they left books for us to read, hoping somehow that perhaps even if we didn't read it just by osmosis, you know, just by sitting next to it, perhaps some of this wisdom would come to us. And one of the books that they left there for us to read was written by a man who came into this church and who lived right here in this town. His name was Henry David Thoreau. And it was called Walden Pond. And I read through Walden, and it was all about nature, and it was all about sort of having a great reverence for all that is natural. But at the back of that particular edition, there was an essay that he had written. And the essay was called On the Necessity of Civil Disobedience. And I'd like to recommend to any of you who are running schools, if you have children that you are trying to get to conform and to fit in and to be just like everybody else, don't have them read Thoreau. And don't tell them to read Emerson's essay on self-reliance, which also happened to be at the back of this particular edition. And in that particular essay, he was talking about the importance of taking a stand against things that you thought were foolish, and about not just fitting in and not just being what everybody else tells you you should be. And by the time Thursday got in there and I went into the principal's office, I felt like I was an American philosopher. I felt like I was someone that should be in there being recognized and have books written about rather than someone being told to write a leaf collection. And I had a girlfriend at that time. Her name was Mary Jo, and Mary Jo was one of those people that we called curve breaker, you know. She didn't just do a leaf collection. She would have it indexed, you know, and she would have it color-coded, and she would send to Australia for eucalyptus leaves. I mean, she offered to even do it for me, and I said, no, it's a matter of principle. I said, it just doesn't make sense to make people do things just for the reason of fitting in and being just like everybody else. And that was my introduction to transcendentalism. And Thoreau became someone that I had great admiration for. And Emerson, who was considered to be America's teacher, I had incredible respect for. Thoreau had a wonderful definition of success in that essay. He said, if you advance confidently in the direction of your own dreams and endeavor to live the life which you have imagined, you will meet with a success unexpected in common hours. And it's always been my very favorite definition of success. Advancing confidently, making the decisions that make sense to you, being independent of the good opinion of everyone else out there, trusting in here that this is why I'm here, and there's music playing inside of me, and I must let that music come out. And too many of us don't.